Right now, I am doing a creative expressions project that is offered through my school. And basically, the product of the project is some kind of creative expression. So it can be a painting, a poem, a dance, a video, really anything. And it has to do with what it means for you to be a doctor or how you're doing in this whole training to be a doctor process. And so I went into this project because I don't know why I want to cry. I had a pretty rough first year. And so I'm a second year right now. I made it through first year, passed all my classes, which was awesome. But I had a rough first year. And so I did this project because I felt like it would help me work through and heal from the first year. So I wanted to process some of the stuff that happened. I'm doing this creative expressions project, and I decided to do poetry, which I've never done before. Usually my creative medium is painting, because I've never really liked words so much, and definitely not liked any kind of oral speaking. So I chose poetry because for some reason throughout this last year, I came in contact with different, a poetry reading, and then all of a sudden, in my mind, a poem came out, or what I thought was poetic language was coming to mind. So this project came along and I was like, yes, I want to do poetry, and I don't know what it's going to lead to, but I want to do poetry. And I had a really good mentor that that was going to be my mentor for this project, who is in poetry and narrative medicine. And I had met him over this summer, during a medical humanities introduction class. I started writing poems. And the first poem I wrote was about med school. This is my first time reading it, so we'll see how it goes. So it's poem number one, medical school. Negative voices in my head. I wish I could turn them off. You're not doing enough to learn your coursework. Look at your classmates. They are reading. They are researching. They are understanding. Knowing your science is part of your promise to your future patients and to society. I could, I would, I want to, if I could only turn my mind off, turn those negative voices off. There is so much information, too many resources, no path. Overwhelmed, submerged, overcome. How did I get down here again? In the stillness and the calm, I understood. Life is finding happiness in the moment, watching the energy of life flow through us, through others. Do not obstruct the flow of life. Propagate emptiness, contentment, openness, peace, oneness with others. How easy, how simple. Epiphany, soft, sweet light. The voices come back. You are not living up to the promise of your profession. My mind will not absorb more. Indifferent to the concepts, ideas, information, encircling, surrounding. Fear. I cannot create. I cannot make it. I don't know how, but I will. That's the funny part. I know that I will make it. So that was the first poem that came up, and then the second poem that came, I've been doing a lot of healing, especially since January of this year, and the healing has been basically working on life outside of med school. So doing activities that tend to my spiritual, religious interests, as well as my creative interests, as well as just, like, other fun activities, like laughter yoga or gardening and taking care of chickens, hanging out with friends, enjoying my porch that I have. The beach at night is beautiful with the stars. I was experiencing chronic headaches and pain in my neck. And so that's kind of, I feel like that's what made everything worse, or what kind of started everything, was because when you have chronic pain, you just kind of go crazy because you don't know how to stop it or what's causing it or when it's going to stop, if it's ever going to stop. And so then it just kind of like spirals downward in all aspects of your life. My migraines and headaches, I think, started to get better as I started to focus on my stress and relieve, or, you know, doing more stress management. So then the second poem came out, and it's more of a poem of healing. So this is poem number 2, Whole Again. The throbbing, pounding pain is gone. My body is strong. I float, I glide, I advance. I am connected. My community is here. My laughter rolls out. It flows, it swells. My smile is back. My mom is happy. I am at peace with the birds, the clouds, the rain. At peace with the prayers, the hopes, the wishes. My mind is clear. It has opened its strong, heavy gates. Hallelujah. Now the cars rustle by. The loud motorcycles brush my nerves. But it's okay. I'm whole again. Exams loom ahead. Fear waits at the gate. But it's okay. I'm whole again. Come what may, let it come. I am whole again.